It's Thursday, December 2nd, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Nevada health officials are bracing for the inevitable arrival of the Omicron variant in the state after the first U.S. case was confirmed yesterday in neighboring California. No cases of the COVID-19 variant have been confirmed so far in Nevada, but Washoe County Health District Officer Kevin Dick said Wednesday he wouldn't be surprised if there already has been a case that has gone undetected. Meanwhile, Nevada recorded its 8,000th death from the coronavirus since the pandemic began last spring. Overall, the number of cases in the state has been on a recent downward trend. As of Wednesday's deadline, nearly 6% of Nevada System of Higher Education employees remain unvaccinated. That means more than 1,200 NSHE employees face possible termination by the end of the year. KUNR's Caleb Radel reports.
Roughly 92% of employees have shown proof of vaccination. About 2% have received either a medical or religious exemption. NSHE employees who have not received a COVID-19 shot must start the vaccination process or get an exemption by the end of the year. Employees who are let go will have a one-month grace period in January to get vaccinated. Western Nevada Community College in Carson City has the lowest vaccination rate of any higher education institution in the state, with 14.5% of its staff unvaccinated.
That was KUNR's Caleb Radel. At the University of Nevada, Reno, about 96% of employees are vaccinated. Meanwhile, Truckee Meadows Community College in Reno has an employee vaccination rate of roughly 91%. And as a note of disclosure, the Board of Regents to the Nevada System of Higher Education does own the license to KUNR. The U.S. Department of Transportation has awarded Carson City a $9.3 million grant for a project aimed to overhaul one of the city's main commercial corridors. Carson City will use the funds to help transform East William Street from a former state-owned highway into a street that provides for all modes of transportation. Specifically, the estimated $17.4 million project will include roadway, bicycle, and pedestrian improvements. The project will also consist of safety and beautification components. Carson City's project was one of 90 that were awarded across the U.S. Climate scientists are sounding the alarm about a future with low to no snow. That future doesn't seem far off from this warm, dry December. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent explains.
This isn't the stuff of science fiction anymore. In a new study, scientists warn that the region's snowpack is rapidly diminishing. If human-caused climate change continues at the same rate, we'll consistently see low to no snow within the next 35 to 60 years. That's bad news for water supplies in the West. Ben Hatchett is with the Western Regional Climate Center in Reno. He co-authored the report.
The vast majority of our water management paradigm and our infrastructure as part of this water management paradigm is really precedented on the historical assumption of having a snowpack in the mountains that acts as a natural reservoir.
Water management has to become less reactive, Hatchett says. That means managing reservoirs and aquifers according to patterns of drought and floods. It also means doing everything we can to cut carbon emissions now. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
Two Southern California ski areas will open this week despite dry fall weather. Weather across Southern California has been dry and mild, but it has been cold enough up in the San Bernardino Mountains for snowmaking. However, in the Sierra Nevada, ski resorts have largely seen postponements of opening days. That's due to a lack of snowfall and warm conditions that have hindered snowmaking. More wildfires are burning at night in the lower 48. That's according to a new study by U.S. Forest Service scientists at the Rocky Mountain Research Station. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
Wildfires are usually less intense overnight. That's because generally temperatures drop, the wind dies down, and humidity goes up. But a warming climate is changing those weather patterns. And now data from heat-sensing satellites shows that fires aren't slowing down as much at night. That's a safety concern for firefighters. Fires burning intensely at night limit their ability to rest and recover. Plus, they face the additional risk of working in the dark. In November, a pilot died at the Kruger Rock fire in Colorado when a single-engine air tanker crashed during nighttime operations. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
Those are your morning news headlines for this Thursday, December 2nd. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.